VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The urgency of providing Ukraine with the weapons it needs to stop Russian military advances was again underscored Sunday, both in Europe and the United States. At the same time, calls for stopping the human suffering and efforts to achieve a peaceful resolution to the conflict were also brought to the forefront. VOA's Veronica Baldieres-Iglesias reports.
Although Ukraine's will is still strong, the resistance needs weapons and fast, warned the country's minister of... warned the country's Minister of Defense, Rustem Umerov.
In the mathematics of war, we look to the enemy. Their economy is almost $2 trillion. So basically, whatever committed that doesn't come on time, we'll lose people, we'll lose territories.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan appeared on ABC's This Week. He urged Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, to bring the currently stalled $61 billion aid bill for Ukraine up for a vote in Congress. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Moscow ally Serbia is cracking down on anti-war Russians living in the Balkan country. Serbia opened its borders in recent years to tens of thousands of Russians fleeing the government of President Vladimir Putin and the war in Ukraine. Russian pro-democracy activists in the Balkan country now say at least a dozen recently faced entry bans or had their residency permits revoked on grounds that they pose a threat to Serbia's security. Russian anti-war campaigners say at least eight others are afraid to speak publicly about their legal problems with the Serbian authorities. This is VOA News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday it's not clear whether a ceasefire and hostage deal will emerge from new talks. Israeli media says progress is being made as Israel continues planning on offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza.
Netanyahu announced plans to convene his cabinet to discuss a push into Rafah that would include evacuating civilians. The United Nations warns more than 600,000 children would be in the path of such an assault. The southern Palestinian city of Rafah is now home to more than 1.4 million people, more than half of Gaza's population, many of them displaced by months of fighting. The United States says a humanitarian plan should accompany a military one for Rafah. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
For the third time in 5 years, senators will be sworn in as jurors for an impeachment trial, but the chamber is expected to spend far less time on the impending trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas than for former President Donald Trump's two trials, or maybe no time at all. The Republican-controlled House impeachment Mayorkas February 13th over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate leaders have shown little interest in spending much time on it. Two-thirds of the Senate would be needed to convict Mayorkas, and no Democrats have signaled openness to voting to remove him from office. Former U.S. President Donald Trump continues raising eyebrows after his comments last week at a dinner for black conservatives. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them.
Republican rival Nikki Haley responded the next day.
That's the chaos that comes with Donald Trump.
And on NBC's Meet the Press, Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds, a Trump supporter who is black, was asked to respond.
This is political persecution from the Department of Justice and from radical DAs throughout our country. This is something similar that black people had to deal with the justice system themselves. And so their look of it is real simple. Well, dang, if the government's going after him with foolishness, he can't be that bad.
There is no evidence the White House has influenced any of the 91 total felony counts lodged against Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Survivors and family members of victims of a tragic shipwreck a year ago that killed 94 migrants, including 35 minors, just off Italy's southern coast, returned for 3 days of commemorations, calling for truth and justice. Torchlight vigil, a photo exhibition, and protest march were among the events. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.